Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, joy for the judgments. Listen, up until this point, the Revelation has dealt with God's judgments. Now it shifts to God's plan to bless His redeemed ones. Revelation 19 introduces the anticipated return of Jesus Christ. Verses 11 to 21 present the actual coming. And then chapters 20 to 22 are what follows. But let's look at this passage, these first six verses of Revelation chapter 19. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God, for true and righteous are His judgments, because He has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and He has avenged on her the blood of His servants shed by her. Again they said, Alleluia, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you, His servants, and those who fear Him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Verses 1 and 2, Alleluia. Verse 3, again, Alleluia. Verse 4, a third, Alleluia. And verses 5 and 6, yet another, Alleluia. This word means praise the Lord. It's found only here in the New Testament. It's time for rejoicing. It's time to praise God for victory. The return of Christ is about to occur. In verse 1, a great multitude is the same wording as in chapter 7 and verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. These are probably the martyred saints of tribulation. And listen, notice four attributes to God at this point. They're explained in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 1. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. Salvation, His deliverance from evil. Glory, His destruction of sin. Power, His destruction of evil. Glory, His judgment of sin. Power, His destruction of evil. And honor, His worthiness of praise. And then verse 3, the smoke of her torment rises up forever and ever. Here's a picture of judgment, first in Hades, then increased in chapter 20 and verse 14. It says in 20:14, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And then verse 4 brings in the 24 elders and four living creatures. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a call for everyone to praise. Verse 5, Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you His saints, servants, and those who fear Him, both small and great." Everyone praising God together makes it a deafening sound. Look at verse 6. "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns." And why? Well, Jesus Christ is about to reign the millennium. You have a great day.